I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Chains are gone, I've been set free.
word, my hope secures. He will my share and push me as long as life endures. My chains are dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I hope you've all had a blessed week, and I hope you've had a safe and healthy one as well. I am happy that all of you could join me here today. It's a great blessing to be able to come together with all of you every Saturday and to worship the Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. Even though we have all had to slow down a bit on going places due to the coronavirus pandemic, tomorrow is Easter Sunday. And I want to wish all of you a very happy Easter ahead of time. I know that some of you may not celebrate Easter the same way that we do in America. In America, we celebrate the week before Easter Sunday as well, and it is called the Holy Week leading up to Easter Sunday. So, anyway, Easter is always on a Sunday, as it was the day that Jesus rose from the dead, which is also called the resurrection. Easter Day and Christmas are the most important days of the year for Christians. These dates are when Jesus Christ was born and when he died and was resurrected. Holy Week includes Palm Sunday, which commemorates the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem, when palm branches were placed on his path before his arrest on Thursday and his crucifixion. Maundy Thursday is the Thursday before Easter. Christians remember it as the day of the Last Supper, when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. This was the night that Jesus was betrayed by his disciple Judas. Then Good Friday. This commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his death. Some say this day is good in that it is holy. Then Easter Sunday, the day celebrated for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Countries all over the world celebrate this holiday, but in many different ways. Today's message is about waking up to a new life in Christ. Let's take a moment to bow our heads in prayer before we begin. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today to worship you. We have so much to be thankful for. We praise you with thanksgiving in our hearts. With Easter and spring season, we are reminded of renewal in the earth. We are reminded of the sacrifices you made so that we might live eternally with you. You spring forth a new thing. You raise in us a new life. invite us on this great adventure with you. You redeem our lives as we follow you. You restore our future. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for creating us and loving us so much and for taking good care of us. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel and may the words I speak here today come from you and only you and not from my own understanding. Thank you for this opportunity to celebrate you. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer. So let's get started. Spring has a special place in my heart. There is so much to be seen and heard in the spring season. If we quiet ourselves before the Lord, and we ask Him to open our eyes and ears, He will teach us and show us things in this season that will give us a fresh revelation about heaven. If we look and listen, the Lord will show us what He is doing with this earth today. In Isaiah 43:18-19, the Bible says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Father, we just thank you for this fresh new start. Praise God. When we ask God to come into our lives, ask Him forgiveness for our sins, make the commitment to follow Him all the rest of our days, He gives us a new identity in Christ. He is an ever-present help to keep us springing forward in our journey with Him. Spring is an expression of the Almighty God speaking to us through all of His creation. There is revelation and truth all around us. In Isaiah 61:11, the Bible tells us, "For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations." In Ecclesiastes 3:11, the Bible says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end." God loves us. We are His creation, His children. He teaches us about time and seasons through all the different seasons that we experience here on earth. He has a special knack for making things new and beautiful. He created everything. With each season, there are certain reminders. Spring is my personal favorite because it reminds me of these new beginnings for everything and for every person. He puts eternity into our hearts. He has led us into transformation, growing us into who He has created us to be. We were planned even before the foundation of this earth was made. Can you imagine this? The thought of it humbles me, and a great sense of awe washes over me. Have you ever just stopped to fully contemplate how big our God is? It's mind-blowing. It moves you and humbles you in a way that you cannot even imagine. It is then that you realize just how little control you have over your own life. It is then that you get an idea of how large our God is and how fragile our lives are. We cannot even imagine all the wonderful things that God has in store for our lives. If we only knew, we would make more effort to step out and obey God in everything that we say and do, to follow Him without question. There is a poem that is inspired by Matthew 26:52-54. where Jesus has been arrested in the garden of, and excuse me, I may not pronounce this correctly, but I will try my best, in the garden of Gethsemane, and the disciples are drawing their swords to defend him. Jesus tells them to stop, and that he could pray that the Father would send 12 legions of angels to defend him, which would have been somewhere around 80,000 angels. This is what the poem says. We watched man kill the Son of God. We, with tears in our eyes and our swords drawn, stood there and watched man kill the Son of God. We would have attacked and destroyed them all. At his voice's command, we would have. But he said, forgive them, and then he died. We watched as men took him from his cross and laid him in his tomb, and we watched over him. And then came that grand and glorious morning when the Son of God burst forth from the tomb, and we, the host of heaven, rejoiced. We who watched man kill the Son of God. Friends, Jesus' love for man and his heart to do the will of the Father is what kept him from calling the angels. And it was just at this point that he could have called for help. At any point, he could have called out for help. Jesus could have called out when he was falsely convicted, when he was whipped and mocked by the Roman soldiers, when he stood before the crowd that was yelling for him to be crucified, as he was carried to the cross, when he was hanging on the cross, even at the point of his death. He could have called out for the angels. The love of Christ for each and every one of us compelled Jesus to move forward, to follow the plan of salvation that was laid out before he was even born. This, my friends, is why we celebrate Easter. The price for our sins have been paid, and all of our sins are forgiven. We can all have a relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ, if we believe. If you don't believe, now is the perfect time to make the decision to believe. In Luke 9:44, the Bible says, listen to me and remember what I say. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of his enemies. It seems strange to refer to the darkest day of mankind as somehow being good, when on this very day, Good Friday, those who were part of the assembly that stood before Pontius Pilate were shouting, away with this man, as they took Jesus away to be hung on the cross. We try to understand the great cost that Jesus paid in order to redeem us back from the death sentence handed down by the way of the fall of Adam. Although our focus on this day is the death of Jesus Christ, it is a day we approach with thankful hearts because we know that that was not the end of the story. It's not the end of our story. The scene on that day was very grim indeed. The ninth hour approached. As Jesus labored to breathe, but with one last cry, Jesus said, it is finished. The reason he was born and the life he had lived, bringing to this point of salvation for all, through his death and resurrection, he said, it is finished. At that point, every human soul was graciously awarded with the privilege of having access to the presence of our living God. What a glorious day that was. In John 1:29, the Bible says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So, while our hearts are heavy on Good Friday, because Jesus had to die that day, and in that way, we should be filled with awe and joy beyond understanding because of the pure love that God so graciously poured out to all mankind. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So, with grateful hearts, we should recognize that there is really no better way to describe this day than Good Friday. Easter commemorates the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is God's greatest gift to humanity. In Luke, Jesus spoke of Simon Peter before leaving the upper room, warning him of the coming test. In Luke 22:31-32, the Bible says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of us like wheat. But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers." To divide and conquer, that was Satan's plan. He managed to do that with two disciples of Jesus. In verse 33, Peter said, "Lord, I am ready to go to prison with you and even to die with you." Friends, our faith in God is unwavering until it's tested. This was the ultimate test for Peter and Jesus. Jesus knew he would fail. Verse 34 reads, "But Jesus said, Peter, let me tell you something. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me." And so later, his denial begins. And in Luke 22:56-62, a servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she said, "This man was one of Jesus' followers." But Peter denied it. "Woman," he said, "I don't even know him." After a while, someone else looked at him and said, "You must be one of them." "No, man, I'm not," Peter said. About an hour later, someone else insisted, "This must be one of them because he is a Galilean too." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And at that moment, suddenly the words of the Lord flashed through Peter's mind. "Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even knew me." And Peter left the courtyard weeping bitterly, ashamed of his betrayal. Peter fled as the guards mocked and beat Christ. The very purpose for Christ's death is for the forgiveness of sin, all of our sin. Our redemption is that we are forgiven because of his suffering on the cross and the resurrection from the dead on the third day. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and I hope you will stay tuned in to the second half of today's message.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new song again. worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like your holy name. Bless you, time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name. Come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Worship Your holy name, Lord, I worship Your holy name. Sing like never. Your holy name, Jesus, I will worship Your holy name, worship Your holy
power in
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show to worship our Heavenly Father. That is what this is all about, friends, spreading the Word of God. If you are just now tuning in to today's message, the message is waking up to a new life with Christ. As we celebrate the spring season and Easter tomorrow, I want all of you to be thinking about what this time of the year and what Easter Sunday means to each of you. It's a time of rebirth and new beginnings. This can also include a rebirth for ourselves, a time to ask God to come into our lives, ask for forgiveness of our sins, and accept Him in our heart as our Lord and Savior. Jesus was purposed to be born, die on a cross, and be resurrected 3 days later from the tomb, so that we could all spend eternity with our Heavenly Father. That was a great price to pay, a huge sacrifice, friends. Don't let His death be in vain. It is never too late to ask God to come into your life. You are never too old. You have never sinned too much, nor are you too far gone. Your sin isn't so great that you can't be forgiven, if only you ask for it. Our God is a mighty, gracious, merciful, loving, and forgiving God. And we are all His children. We are His creation. No matter what you have done in your life, God still has a place for you in heaven if you repent of the past, if you turn away from the old things and accept the rebirth and transformation that God has in store for you. Would any of you turn away your own precious children if they did something truly awful? What if they came back to you and apologized and asked for your forgiveness and changed their lifestyle? Would you deny any of your own children? No, I would hope not. The intense, unconditional, pure love that we feel for our own children, that bond that passes all understanding, that is the love that God has for each of us. When we stray away from God, deny Him, it grieves Him. But He created us all with free will so that we could make our own choices. God will not force you to do anything that you don't want to do, but there will be consequences for the choices that you make. Good or bad, we will not be spared the suffering of our poor choices. You reap what you sow. God, who has all power and all wisdom, has given each of us free will, which God respects with His laws. Even though we have free will, we are still responsible for the choices that we make. We can choose to sow whatever we want, but we cannot choose what we shall reap. In Galatians 6, 7, and 8, the Bible tells us, "For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Take for example, parents are responsible for the upbringing of their children. However, as their children grow older, they must find a healthy balance between the child's free will and the parent's responsibility to bring that child up. The Jewish calendar has a period of time called Teshuvah, meaning to turn. And in the last month of the year, Elul, I believe that's how it's pronounced, I'm sorry if that's not, it means search. The purpose is for people to turn to God and search their hearts in preparation of the Day of Atonement, when they ask themselves, "Am I ready to die?" Keep in mind that Jesus was Jewish and He prepared Himself to die. The good news is that when Jesus wore His burial shroud, He left it in the tomb and is raised forevermore. And we too have this wonderful promise in Galatians 2:12. "You also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead." Are we ready to walk in the goodness of God? Sometimes it's easy to let bitterness and complaining and anxiety and whatever else is going on in our lives to rob our joy. The more we are asleep in our disobedience, the more we just drift away from God without even knowing it. Friends, we need to wake up into the newness of life that God has in store for us. That's why it is so important to examine ourselves and to see where we fall short and to ask God to forgive us and to help us. We serve a merciful and gracious God. Friends, we don't have to beg Him. He wants us to succeed. He is for us. And if God be for us, then whom shall stand against us? In Exodus 34, 6 through 7, the Bible says, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Friends, right now, I ask you to search your own heart for anything that is keeping you from pursuing God's promises for you with all your heart. If there is anything standing in your way for pursuing God, ask Him for His help. Ask Him for His forgiveness. Whatever it is that you need from God to make it right with Him, or for the first time to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, we need to guard against our complacency by asking ourselves, am I right with God? If I would die tomorrow, am I ready? Is my heart, is my soul ready? When we go through hardships, we should be thinking, I can get through this. It's going to be okay. In fact, it's going to be great. God is working on this right now, and He is going to show up and show off in my life. He's going to see me through this. Excuse me. That is what we should be thinking instead of wondering if we're going to make it and what will happen in our future. Jesus came so that we could have abundant life. No matter what we go through in our life, we can always rely on God. Friends, the same good news that has came to you is going out all over the world. Seeds are being planted in the minds of everyone globally. It's changing people's lives. Can you remember the first time that you heard of God and the story of Jesus? Can you remember when you accepted salvation? Perhaps you're not there yet. Perhaps you've been feeling a tug at your heart and you just haven't made it official yet. Friends, today is the day. There is an urgency like no other right now with all the things that are going on. Today is the day. Friends, if you haven't accepted Jesus, what are you waiting for? Think about what I said earlier. Spring season is here. Easter is tomorrow. Both are signs of new beginnings. Wake up, O you sleeper. Wake up to a new life in Christ, my friends. I promise you, you won't regret it. I want to do two different prayers today. The first is for anyone who is currently feeling that tug at their heart and want to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. Please repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I am a sinner, and I have done many wrong things. I believe you died for my sins. I ask you now to forgive me. And right now, I receive your forgiveness. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. And I believe right now that if any of you said that prayer, that you are born again. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, keeping your heads bowed, I want to offer up one more prayer, the closing prayer for the day. Dear Heavenly Father, please draw nearer to each of our hearts. We invite you to search our hearts and renew our spirits. Bring those things that are not of your will into alignment with your will. Teach us your ways. Reveal to us any area that is not in agreement with you. We pray that you would soften our hearts and our mind to accept your truth and your guidance. Father, help us to have a deeper understanding of you. Father, you know what is necessary to prepare us for what you have in store for us. Prepare us like the gardener prepares the seeds. Grow us strong, nourish and protect us. We thank you for all that you have done for us, and we thank you in advance for all that you are currently doing and for the things that you will do in our lives for our future. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Friends, as you celebrate the Easter holiday in whatever way that your culture celebrates it, please take this time to reflect on what the true meaning is for Easter. It's not all about the candy and the eggs, gift giving, the Easter bunny, the flowers, or even the family gatherings where feasts are prepared for us by our loved ones. This holiday is about Jesus and the price he paid for us all on the cross on Easter Sunday, so that we can spend eternity with our Heavenly Father. Friends, this is a very serious matter. Very serious. God bless each and every one of you. Until next week, same time, same place. May God keep you and protect you and your families and watch over you. I love you all.
How sweet the Lord, our newborn baby, and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days, Hovey. We can face uncertain days because he lives. Sing it with us.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future.
You're hidden.